Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 19th edition. Hope everybody had a good weekend and is ready for another week of action. We have an 11-game slate on the agenda. It is an ugly slate with some expensive pitching and then not a lot below. We usually like to pick on some cheap stuff. Not much out there. So let's take a quick look at the weather before we dive into the action because there is some issues. One of the pitchers we like, actually a couple pitchers, Cleveland at Baltimore. Wind is blowing out to right. It's warm, decent hitting environment, but there's heavy, heavy chances of rain and thunderstorms throughout the day and evening. So keep an eye on that one. Hopefully the weather pattern changes there. Wind blowing in Miami, but if the roof is closed, it will not matter. Giants, Atlanta in good old SunTrust Park. Really humid, which is good for hitting. Also, 40 to 50% chances of thunderstorms, so keep an eye on that one. Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, wind blowing out to center if they keep the roof open, which slight chance of rain, not likely. It's going to be warm in Texas between the Blue Jays and the Rangers. Good hitting environment there. Pretty warm and muggy in Kansas City. Houston, Oakland, wind blowing out to right center in that one. And then Mets, Dodgers, all good there. So you got a couple rain spots to keep an eye on. Cleveland, Baltimore, San Francisco, and the Braves. So keep an eye on that stuff. Let's take a look at the totals on tonight's slate. You have Indians, Orioles at 9, Reds, Rays, 8.5, Nationals, Marlins, 9.5, Giants, Braves, 9.5, Pirates, Brewers, 9, Padres, Cubs, waiting on the wind, Blue Jays, Rangers, 10.5, Red Sox, Royals, 9.5, Astros, A's. They had a pitching change, so still waiting on the total on that one. Mets Dodgers is a low 7, and then Tigers Mariners 9.5. So outside of that Mets Dodgers games, it's 1 8.5, and then it's all 9s and above. So as usual these days, it's offense galore. Find some pitching, otherwise you're screwed. If you just get two guys that give you 15 plus points on the mound, you're ahead of the game. So lately, I reiterate, Marie's not a fan of paying for pitching, but lately paying for pitching is the way to go because at least you're getting a decent floor to build around. There's tons of value bats to target on a nightly basis. So let's get at it. Top pitching player on the night, top priced pitcher on the night, Clayton Kershaw, 13-5 at home against the New York Mets. This is pretty simple. Mets strikeout 21.6% of the time. Kershaw is an extreme, extreme favorite in the eyes of that big city in Nevada. You got Kershaw striking out over 28% of the batters he faces. A really, really, really good swinging strike rate of 12.6%. Good ground ball rate. Low hard contact rate. He's given up more home runs than normal this year, which is a slight concern. Facing a lefty-heavy Mets lineup with an extremely, extremely low 2.27 team total. That's insanely low. Lefties hitting 213, righties 229. The Mets as a team, very bad wOBA of 294. They have a little bit of pop with a 165 ISO, so it's kind of an all-or-nothing approach against lefties with the Mets. As normal, Kershaw's in play. 13.5 is actually a pretty generous price if you consider yesterday Robbie Ray was 13.5 against the Phillies. Kershaw's been more. We've seen guys in the 14s lately on a slate like this. I can't blame you for paying for Kershaw if you want to. He's definitely worth the price tonight. Hopefully he gets you 25 plus. I'll take 20 plus. He's not going to make value at 20 plus, but he's going to point you in the right direction at 20 plus. So Kershaw, definitely, definitely in play. Like I said earlier, you're going to need pitchers to get you points. And with the way bats are going, and Kershaw will get you points, I'd say like 99 or well, we'll say 95% of the time to be safe. He's going to get you points. Hopefully tonight's not the 5%. Next up, we go to the Klubot, Corey Kluber, who he's fun to watch. That guy is filthy. He makes you sweat once in a while. He'll give up, you know, he hasn't given up a home run in three straight starts. But his three starts from the since the coming out the DL, 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 earned, 10 K, 7 innings, 3 earned, or 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned, 8 Ks, 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 10 Ks, 28.2, 22.1, 35.7. I will take any of those, and he's going up against the Baltimore Orioles in Camden Yards. We need to watch the weather in that one. This is a good matchup for the Klubot, if available. It's an extremely good matchup for the fact that the Klubot is a strikeout machine, striking out 30% of the batters he's facing, a great, great swinging strike rate of 14.5%. Hard contact rate's up there a bit. He's got a good ground ball rate of 44.8%. He also does really well against right-handed hitters, striking out over 30% of righties in his career. And you're facing an Orioles offense that strikes out 22.5% against right-handed pitching and is pretty much right-handed dominant. There's no Chris Davis, who's on the DL. You're going to have Seth Smith at the top of the order, maybe Kim. Outside of that, you're looking at righties. That's 7 righties, unless they've changed something else in there. But most likely, 7 right-handed bats for the Klubot to attack. The Orioles' third lowest total on the board at 424. Lefties 288, righties 274 off Kluber. The Orioles do have about an average WOBA of 317 and above average ISO of 178 versus righties. They had a big couple days in the last two at home. But outside of that, we know what to expect with the Orioles. It's very, very hit and miss. So there's always the potential for the Orioles to, you know, drop some bombs. It's what they do. Like I said, there's 3 starts since coming off the DL, not one home run, which is outstanding. Pay attention to the weather, but extreme strikeout upside, and you're saving $1,800 on Kershaw with, to me, very similar upside. I think Kershaw definitely has a better matchup, but Kluber's in a very good spot in Baltimore. Your third pitcher over 5K that we will be looking at and is also in a very favorable matchup. We'll have to see what the wind looks like. If it's blowing out, it's a little scarier in Wrigley. But John Lester's 10-5 at home against the San Diego Padres. Coming off 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 10 Ks against the Mets, 34.2. There's a lefty for you against the Mets for those Kershaw wanderers out there. Lester had a couple rocky start or a few rocky starts prior to that, but overall has been very, very good this year. Very, very consistent, getting you around 20-plus points most starts. Going up against the Padres, striking out 24.5% of the time versus lefties. Outstanding. You have Lester, who's 17th best on the barrel FIP list the last 30 days. He's getting barreled 3.31% of the time, striking out 26.45% of the batters he's facing, which is just great. Swinging strike rate of 10.9, ground ball rate of 48.2, which is awesome. Even if the wind's blowing out, that helps a ton. We know the Padres do hit lefties decently with some power. Their team total is not available yet, so we don't have totals. But lefties are hitting 238 off Lester, righties 291. The Padres have a very bad WOBA of 280 and an average ISO of 131. They've improved of late. They're still, as a whole, if you look at the numbers, not good. But, you know, Renfro, Myers, Solarte is a switch hitter, Perella, Hedges, there's options there, but they're not like deathly scary. You're not talking like Arenado and stuff like that. So Lester definitely play. If the wind is blowing in, he's probably quote unquote, which the term we hate in this world, the safest of the three. But all three of these guys have extreme upside. I put together a Kershaw Kluber lineup last night for fun. It's not bad. The bats aren't as ideal the whole way around, but if say one of the two punts goes off, the other guys do their thing and the pitchers pitch the way they could at 25-plus points, you're ahead of the game. And that's the gamble you got to take these days with the pitching the way it is. And the pitching the way it is tonight. The pitching's really bad tonight. And I'm, by no means am I saying do that. I'm just saying there's options. And I'm going to try to build some, you know, Kershaw Lester, Kluber Lesters. I'm going to put some combos together to see how they look and see where I go with them. But it's the way of the world these days, which I don't like. I don't like putting all my salary into pitching. I like putting like 20 grand or less into pitching. That's just the way it's going these days, and you're going to have to look that route. So Kershaw, Kluber, Lester, all really good options, depending on the wind. But, you know, ideally you're going to go Kershaw, Kluber, Lester, 1, 2, 3, but I'm good with any of them. Watch the weather in Baltimore. Kluber, it's a tough lineup. He's got the toughest lineup to attack, especially power-wise. Lester, I think, is in a really great spot. If he's not walking guys, he's going to be in a really good spot there. And Kershaw's great. Kershaw's going to get his numbers, especially at home. He's going to do his thing. Mets flying across the country. I really like Kershaw tonight if you can afford him. They're all really good looks. I'm not even going to rank them 1, 2, 3. I'm good any way you want to do it. It's Kershaw, Kluber, Lester, but honestly, they're all number ones tonight for me because they all have extreme upside in this match in their matchups. Now, when we go down to the next rankings, like literally, we only have a couple more before we get to a couple punts. It's ugly tonight, guys. It's ugly. We're going Brad Peacock, $8,100 at the Oakland A's in a really good spot. Good K upside. People are kind of getting worried. He had a rocky start there against the Angels where he went 3 innings, 7 hits, 4 walks, 1K, minus 5.9. And then, hey, he's got control issues. We've said that before. If he's not controlling it, we're screwed. When he comes back against Texas, he goes 4 2/3, 2 hits, 1 earned, 4 walks again, but 10 Ks. If he doesn't get those 4 walks, he gets at least 5+ innings in there. Throws 96 pitches, which is great. That's the most he's thrown in quite a while. 24.9 points, 10 Ks. That's the thing to look at. First off, Texas strikes out a ton. Remember that for a selling point here in a minute, because if Peacock can do what other guys can. But when we're talking Peacock and the strikeout rate, going against the Oakland A's strike out 24.8% of the time versus right-handed pitching. You got Peacock, who's striking out 35.6% of the batters he's facing. The walk rate is concerning at 13.5%, as I said, but he has a really, really, really good swinging strike rate of 13.6%. That is scary good. Ground ball rate of 46.9%, which is solid. Decent hard contact rate, very low home run to fly ball rate. It's literally the walks are what kill Peacock. It's unbelievable what that does to his game. It does to anybody's game, but he's shown really, really good stuff this year. It's just the walks are destroying him. You got lefties hitting 297, righties only 260 off Peacock. The A's bats have been impressive. An average wOBA of 320, that's almost above average. And above average ISO of 196, which is outstanding against right-handed pitching. So there's a threat there in the power department. But as a whole, Peacock, really good spot. Even if he gets a home run or two, the strikeout potential, we're talking 7-8. Double digit 7-8 up to double digit K production here. Hopefully, goes 5 or 6 and is in line for the W. That would be icing on the cake. But a very good spot here for Peacock at 8,100. The other guy we're looking at in this range is Marco Estrada at 7,900 at the Texas Rangers. The reason I like this GPP wise is it's scary to many. He's coming off a 6 earned run, 3 1/3 outing against Tampa Bay for minus 7.7. Prior to that, 16 points at Oakland, even though he got 4 runs, struck out 8. Against the Yankees, got blown up, giving up 7 runs, minus 4.4. But prior to that, against Texas in Toronto, hitter-friendly Toronto, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks, 26, 28.5. Then he had 39.7, 8.7, 25.3, 12.7, 23.6, 23.3. He has had a few hiccups of late, but overall, very solid arm. And on a night like tonight, these are the GPP plays that they're risky because, like I said, you want the consistent pitching. But if you want to take the risk for the big, big upside, this is a guy who you got Texas striking out almost 24% of the time versus righties. And you got Estrada, who's got an insane rate, which most people don't pay attention to unless you listen to podcasts like this and some others. That we've used Estrada a lot. He's got a K rate of 26.6%. It's just outstanding. He doesn't like scream strikeout guy. Very low rock walk rate, below 6%. A swinging strike rate of 12.3. The concern always is a high fly ball rate because his ground ball rate is only 34.9. Tons of fly balls. So that's scary in a place like Texas where the ball flies. That's the biggest concern I have is the ball flies in Texas, especially this time of year. But hard contact rate is only 30%, which is outstanding. But that K upside is phenomenal for $7,900. Like, this is the lowest price guy that I feel somewhat confident in tonight. That's the scary part. The other scary part is Texas has one of the highest team totals on the board at 5.17. Lefties hitting 280, righties 312. That bodes pretty well, actually, in that lineup. They have an average wOBA of 322 versus righties and a pretty good ISO of 186. So basically, they're the Oakland A's. If you look at just stats, just stats. If you were to cover up the team names, you just look at these stats that I've given you today. They're the Oakland A's. If I said Marco Estrada was playing the Oakland A's, would you be scared? No. But I said Texas Rangers, so you went, oh, crap. Sometimes you have to look at numbers and just hope they play out. Now, come tomorrow morning, I can say, shit, Marco shit the bed and gave up like 12 runs in two innings. And yep, we saw that coming. At the same time, we saw him shut them down like four or five starts ago, and he could definitely do it again tonight. He's a GPP play, and that's what GPP plays are. They're gambles. And he's in a good spot, in a risky spot, very risky. But we've seen pitchers pitch fine in Texas. It's just you can't give them the fat ball, the fat, you know, on a tee to just launch. That's the whole thing. Any pitcher can be like, Clayton Kershaw can throw in a cock shot and it's going to go deep. It's just how it works. It's baseball. So in that range, you got Peacock, Estrada, Peacock 1, Estrada 2. And then your two punts, it's Zach Wheeler at 7,000 at the Dodgers. Wheeler's facing a Dodgers team. He's got K upside. Dodgers strike out over 23% of the time versus righties. Wheeler striking out about 21%. His biggest Achilles heel, his walk rate's over 10%, but he's got a ground ball rate of almost 48%, which is outstanding. He's giving up a little too many home runs and hard contacts there, so that's terrifying against a Dodgers team that hits lefties well. Lefties hitting 338. I mean, righties well. Lefties hitting 338 off Wheeler. Righties 316. Average WOBA 327. Good ISO of 171. So he's a good punt, good K upside. He's pitched really well this year as a whole. So Wheeler's in play in a nice pitching environment in Chavez Ravine. And then your last option, Dylan Bundy. It's dicey, but he's at home against the Cleveland Indians, barring weather. Cleveland strikes out over 20% of the time versus righties. Yeah, Bundy's K rate's been going up. It's up to 18% now. Swinging strike rate's up to 10.4%. Not enough ground balls, only 32% ground ball rate. So get him a lot of fly balls, which is scary to a Cleveland team, which is on fire. But he's not giving up home runs, so that's the plus. But like I said, Cleveland bats are on fire. They have a team total of 476. It's kind of middle of the pack tonight. Lefties 319, righties 319 on Bundy, so it doesn't really matter. But like I said, Indians, an average WOBA, an almost above average WOBA of 329, and an insane ISO of 194 versus right-handed pitching. If you saw them against Minnesota, they were just crazy. But then again, we've seen a few teams go into their Minnesota lately and beat the crap out of like Houston and other people. So maybe it's a Minnesota thing. I don't know. But it's dicey. It's dicey. It's a punt. It's a $6,800 punt. But he's done well. He usually has a pretty good floor of like 12 to 16 points with upside. So you got that going for you. If you could get 15 from him and then 25 to 30 for one of those top guys, well, now you're sitting at 40 plus with your bats coming up and some money to spend. So you never know. But he could get you, he could get shelled. So it's always there. So there you go. Kershaw 13-5 versus the Mets. Kluber 11-7 at Baltimore. You got Lester 10-5 versus the Padres. All great options up top. I don't like spending on pitching, but I'm building my lineups around those guys. And then you got Peacock 81 at Oakland, who I like a lot. Estrada 79 at Texas, a pretty good GPP option. I got Peacock 1, Estrada 2 in that range. Then you got Wheeler, Bundy, Wheeler 7K at the Dodgers. And Bundy 68 at Cleveland. I got Wheeler 1, Bundy 2 on that one. Let's get to your bats, and we'll check out the catchers. We'll kick it off with Mike Zunino. I'm not spending $4,100 on Zunino, but if you want to do it as a GPP play, no one else really will. He's facing Anibal Sanchez, who's back, who, if you want to look at Anibal's numbers real quick, he's making a spot start in the rotation, and he's been out of the bullpen all year with an ERA of 9. He got called back up from AAA, where they kind of stretched him out a bit. He's been a long reliever, ERA of 9, 2.05 whip. He got demoted to AAA. He pitched okay in AAA, 15 innings, 20 to 5K to walk rate. It's Anibal Sanchez. Like, seriously, this is bad news bears right here. Bad news bears. He hasn't gone in the bigs, hasn't gone more than like two innings. I couldn't find his minor league stats at the last minute there for you. But Mariners are in play if you want to go that route. Zunino at 41 is intriguing. Buster Posey versus Dickey and SunTrust. It's a homecoming for Buster, the Georgia boy. First base catcher eligible at 41. Alex Avila versus Gavaglio is a great play if you're paying up a catcher. First base catcher eligible at 4K. If you're paying up, that's the guy I'm paying up for right there, Mr. Avila. Wilson Contreras versus the lefty Clayton Richard. Contreras had a good game on Sunday. He's $3,800 and in play. Brian McCann at 38 is definitely in play against Gossett of Oakland. He's a youngster, made his debut his last time out against the Marlins, got lit up like a Christmas tree. We'll see how it goes today. Facing Houston is not usually what you want to do for a bounce-back appearance. McCann, 38, is in play. Russell Martin, third base catcher eligible, swinging it pretty good away. Went yard yesterday facing Bibbins, Dirks, and Texas at 38. JT Realmuto at 38, not bad. Got Salvador Perez at $3,700 against the youngster Hector Velasquez coming in to pitch for Boston. Velasquez is taking the rotation spot of Brian Johnson, and he's been a little rough, 6.48 ERA and some limited action this year for Boston. So you can definitely give Salvi and the Royals a look at that one at 37. Matt Wieters versus Nick Lino. Wieters hits lefties really well. He's $3,700. Catcher's expensive today, boys and girls. Very expensive. If you're fading Peacock, Steven Vogt's $3,400. I can understand that. Manny Pena's $3,300 versus Garrett Cole in Milwaukee. That's a nice play there. As you go down the list, looking for some value here, either Elias Diaz or Francisco Cervelli, whichever Pittsburgh pitcher or catcher starts today, $3,100, a little bit of value there versus Garza. If you're not using Lester, Austin Hedges is only 3K versus Lester. That's not too shabby. And Yasmani Grandal is only 3K versus Wheeler. I like that as well. Some upside. I guess the cheap option that I found last night, and it stands that way again, going over the slate once again, is the Boston catchers. If it's Vasquez or Leon, I don't know which one's catching for him. But $2,700 against Hamill, who has the ability to give up the home run. I like that quite a bit. With the Boston catchers at 27. Derek Norris, some home run upside. We'd like him versus lefties over righties. But against Feldman, he's $2,500. So there's some power upside there. And then if you really want to go down there, James McCann, it's not a lefty, but Gavaglio, $2,500 for a punt catcher. You can go that route. And if you're not using Kershaw, go down to Rene Rivera at 21 if you really want to get crazy. Going over to first base, Cody Bellinger is just a man that, as a Giants fan, it hurts to have the man crush I have on him. But first base outfield eligible, $5,200 is pretty much an in-play everyday guy, just like some of the other big names now. And he leads the first base pricing. That's how much this guy has just ballooned. Ryan Zimmerman, 5K versus Nicolino, definitely in play versus the lefty Nicolino. Nicolino's got good stuff, but it's very inconsistent, very young, coming off the DL. Be interesting to see how he plays today against Washington. Encarnacion is on fire. He's $4,900 versus Bundy. We prefer him versus lefties, but he is on fire right now. Might want to ride that E5 wave while he's there. Anthony Rizzo, 48 versus lefty. Don't worry about the lefties. Leading off, raking. Justin Smoke, 48, good play. Lomo, double-donged yesterday. Got 21 homers this year. He's second only to Aaron Judge right now in the American League. $4,700 for Lomo, in play. Love Lomo. I got Joey Votto's a really good play at 47 versus Odorizzi. Odorizzi's just been a massive disappointment this year. He still has a good start here and there, but disappointing as a whole. Eric Thames, first base outfield eligible, 47 versus Cole's not a bad look. Got Will Myers at 46 if you're fading Lester. Kendrys Morales at 45 versus Bibbins Dirks is a really solid play in Texas. If you guys didn't see that fourth deck home run Kendrys hit on Sunday, my God. Go to Around Bases pod handle on Twitter and check that out. Justin Bour, 4,500 in play. Matt Adams against Cueto at 45. Yonder Alonso against Peacock at 44 is not a bad play. Mitch Moreland at 43 versus Hamels is in play. Josh Bell at 43 is not bad. Ryan Healy at 41, first base, third base versus Peacock. If you're fading Peacock, there's not bad options. Eric Hosmer, 4K versus Velasquez. Miguel Cabrera, a couple homers recently. He's up to 4K now. Keep an eye on him. As we go down the list, Marwin Gonzalez, first base outfield eligible at 38 for Houston. Nice cheaper option there. There really isn't much else. The only other guy I'd mention is Danny Valencia. I know it's a righty. You like him versus a lefty, but facing Aníbal Sanchez, you might get a lot of bullpen on this one. He's 3,400. He's been playing every day, hitting well, went deep yesterday. Yeah, $3,400. There's some upside there if you want to go that route. And if you want to get really weird, Jose Ozuna or John Jaso for Pittsburgh is only 3,200. That's really off the wall stuff. I'd probably just pay up, but there are options. Second base, Jose Altuve, 51 versus Gossett. Jose Ramirez, my man, Jose, on fire. Second base, third base, $4,800. Love him. I've been using him almost every day in most of my lives. Not all, but most. Daniel Murphy, 4,800 versus Nicolino. He hits lefties just fine. Don't worry about that. Solarte's on fire. He gets Lester, though, but he's a switch hitter. He's 4,700. Robbie Cano, like this, a ton at 46. Odor, 45. Chris Taylor, 45. Johnny Scope, 44. As you go down the list, Whit Merrifield at 43 versus Velasquez is okay. Harrison at 43 versus Garza is okay. As you go down some more, I believe he's a switch hitter. Yeah, Ian Happ's a switch hitter. He's pretty much boom or bust right now. If he's in, he's 4K against Richard. Kipnis, 4K. Lowry, 4K against Peacock. Not bad at all. Perella, 39 versus Lester is okay. Kinsler, 39. Sogard leading off versus Cole at 37 is definitely in play. One I like a lot tonight that I saw, Scooter Jeanette, 3,400 versus Odorizzi. That's kind of the value on the second base slate. Second base outfield eligible. Scooter at 34 is in play for me. If you want to go Forsythe at 32 versus Wheeler, you can. I'm not a big fan of it, but you can. Wilmer Flores versus a lefty. Problem is the lefty's Clayton Kershaw, but if you're fading Kershaw, I would definitely have a sprinkle of Flores. Second base, third base at 3K. Scary, but if you're fading him, you at least fade with him as a part of it. Heading over to the third base position, Jose Ramirez, $4,800. Like I mentioned earlier, love him. Chris Bryant at 48 versus Richards is a solid play. Josh Donaldson in Texas at 46 is definitely in play. Travis Shaw, 45, not bad. Moustakas, 44, pretty solid play there. Mitch and Harrison, you got Rendon versus the lefty. Nicolino at 43, that's definitely in play. Rendon against the lefty. Justin Turner at 42, I like. Mitch and Healy, who's a good play. Perez, Joey Gallo at 4K is always a GPP play, especially if it's a flyball pitcher like Estrada. He'll probably strike out three or four times versus him, but there's the potential for the boom. You got Beltre at 39, Russell Martin, who I mentioned at 38. Nick Castellanos, only $3,800 versus Gavaglio. I like that a ton. Got some good value for the upside there. As you go down, Longo, 35 versus Feldman is definitely a play. Had some good value. The Rays are extremely cheap in certain positions tonight. Just throwing that out there. Rays and the Reds as well. It's really weird tonight. Like, I'm going to get to a Reds here in a minute. It's going to be like, what? Kyle Seager, 34 versus Animal Sanchez is way too cheap for Kyle Seager. I love that. Third base has some decent value today. Has the top guys as usual with some decent value. Eugenio Suarez, $3,100. That is crazy. It's Odorizzi. I know it's a right-handed guy, but he went deep yesterday. I know he struggled. He had 16 points yesterday, 4 on Saturday, 7 on Friday, but 0, 7, 2, 12, 8, 4, 0. It's not ideal, but $3,100. Come on. Good upside there. I mentioned Wilmer Flores at 3. Raul Ruiz at 3K if you want to punt there. Other than that, you really don't have too much to target there. Going over to the shortstop position, Trey Turner, 52 versus Nicolino is a really good play. Carlos Correa, 49 is always in play. Lindor at 46. Elvis Andrus at 46, both good plays. Seager at 46. You got Xander Bogaerts. Double donged yesterday, swinging a really good stick. 45 versus Hamels, a solid, solid play. Tim Beckham, 41 versus Feldman. It's funny he's priced up like that, but Longo's 35. I don't get it. Zach Cozart, 37, though, is in play versus Odorizzi. Sogard mentioned him at 37. Jordy Mercer swinging a pretty good stick. We like him versus lefty over righty, but he'll be overlooked at 36 against Garza if you want to go that route. I can see it. As you go down, it gets a little bleak. Brandon Crawford, 33 versus the knuckleballer. Dickey is not bad at all. And then it gets really bleak. But our guy is down here. I looked at him last night. He's a nice punt option. He's $2,500. JT Riddle at our catcher spot. To get us 5 or more points, I'll take it. Maybe Max Moroff is playing for Pittsburgh tonight. Usually when he plays, he gets towards the top of the order. He's $2,400 if you're looking for punts. But Riddle, he's like a $2,500 shortstop punt that if I'm using those big guns, I'm probably going to use him and just pray he gets me like 5 points. And I... get the production out of the pitchers that takes the price difference away. Outfield, Bryce Harper, 55 versus Nicolino, yep. Betts, 54 versus Hamill, yep. George Springer, 52, love that, versus Gossett. Mentioned Bellinger, love him. J.D. Martinez, 49 versus Gavin Lux, is phenomenal. Love that play. Corey Dickerson versus Feldman is $4,800. That's really, really good. C-Dick versus Feldman. I can see a C-Dick dong tonight. Lefties crush Feldman. Crush him. Nelly Cruz, 48. It's not bad at all. Giancarlo's 48. He's on fire. Keon Broxton's on fire. He's 47. That price tag has risen as he's the same price as Thames at 47. You got Lo Kane who's swinging a really hot bat at 46. Don't mind that at all against Velasquez. Adam Frazier leading off 4,600 versus Garza. Zuna, 46, like that quite a bit. Mention Adams. McCutcheon's on fire. He's $4,400 versus Garza. That's a play that will be extremely overlooked. Could be sneaky. Could be a dub, but could be very sneaky. I like that McCutcheon look there. Suspettis, 44 versus Kershaw. I'll pass. Inciarte, 44 versus Cueto. Benintendi, 43 versus Hamill's a very good looking play. Chisenhall, 43 versus Bundy's not bad at all. Chisenhall's on fire. I recommend him a lot. The kid can hit. He's been doing it more often than not. His price tag starting to show it. Trey Mancini versus Kluber at 43 is not bad. I don't want to really fade Kluber, but he's not bad. Mitch Haniger is hitting everybody under the sun. He's usually hitting second in that order. He's $4,300. I like that play quite a bit. Bradley Zimmer is on fire. He's $4,200. Keep an eye on him. Ben Gamble, 42 is not bad. Seattle versus Animal is a really good play. Jackie Bradley Jr. at 41, like that a bit. Carlos Beltran at 41 is in play. Nomar Mazara at 41 if you're hoping for the home run upside off the Estrada, but the K upside's there as well. Seth Smith leading off versus Kluber's 4K. That's crazy price tag. They're usually a lot cheaper than that. Justin Upton's 4K. That's value. Value against Gavaglio at Justin Upton. Jorge Bonifacio at 39 versus Velasquez. Good upside potential with Bonifacio there. I like that a bit. Colby Rasmus, 39 versus Feldman. Good play there. Scotty Scheffler, 39 versus Odorizzi and Duvall, 39. Both of those very much in play. I like both of those a ton. Keep an eye on those guys. As you go on, Michael Taylor versus the lefty Nicolino at 39. Sneaky play there. He's usually very low owned. I like that quite a bit. Yelich, 39 versus Rourke and Span, 39 versus Dickey, all in play. Home run upside, Hunter Renfro at 38 versus Lester, definitely in play. If you just want a one-off versus Lester, that's not a bad one-off, especially that wind's blowing out. Whoo, baby. K with the Chris Davis, 38 versus Peacock is a good play as well. Steve Pierce, if he's in the lineup, he's usually at the bottom. He's $3,800. Good game on Sunday. Joey Bats, $3,800. Jock Jeffs, $3,800. Swinging a good bat since coming off the DL. You got... Malik Smith's only 3,600 leading off against Feldman. I like that quite a bit as a lower option. Derek Fisher versus Gossett at 36. Really good upside with the youngster. He had that big first game. He's kind of been wading through the water since then. Not bad, though. Brandon Belt's only 3,600 first base outfield eligible against Dickey. There's value to be had with that one. As you go down the list, you have Scooter Jeanette, like I mentioned, at 34, who I like a lot. Gregory Polanco's 34 versus Garza. He's been struggling mildly with his upside. Here's a play that's as near an auto play as any play tonight, and I don't know, understand the pricing at all. I really don't. I mentioned him in a tweet yesterday, and I used him everywhere, and he went off. He had an RBI double, got on base and stole. I think he had 20-something points. He always has the ability for the zeros, but all he has to do is get on base, and he turns a single into a stolen base or two and a run scored, and he almost had 20 points like that. I'm talking Billy Hamilton against Odorizzi, leading off on the road, so you might even get an extra at bat, so you're guaranteed the ninth inning. He's only $3,300. That is some insane upside. Billy's been in $4,500+, sometimes in the 5K range. I honestly have no clue. I know they rank it on, ownership, this, that, and the other. I'm wondering, I didn't check. I'll go back and look. I wonder if Archer was supposed to start and they move things around because overall the Reds prices are pretty cheap. But Billy Hamilton at 33 is just criminal. So keep an eye on that one. Unless there's some sneaky injury I don't know about, but I didn't see anything yesterday. I mentioned Ozuna and Jaso at 32 earlier as interesting one-offs that I'd rarely ever use in my lifetime. But they're there if you need some punts. Like I said, if you're going to put those pitchers together, you're going to have to punt and and hope. Punt and hope. And those guys have at least hope. Ryan Rayburn versus the lefty Nicolino. He usually starts, and lately he's been batting like second against the lefty. So that's really good upside with Rayburn at 2,900. I don't mind that at all as a punt play. Jake Marisnik hit a moonshot yesterday. He's 2,800 against Gossett. Hit towards the bottom of that order, but it works as like a reverse stack. He'll bat ninth, and then you got Springer, Altuve, and company to drive him around. So Marisnik at 28 is not bad. Another guy, if he's in the lineup, Alan Cordoba's a right-handed bat. He usually bats second against lefties, 2,600 versus Lester. If you're just looking for a punt, he's very inconsistent. Not tremendous upside, but he can run into one from time to time. As a punt at 2,600, you're just looking for like a single or a double and a run scored, and you're happy. Because like I said, your pitchers will take care of the rest. That's what you're hoping for. As you keep going down the list, there's one I really liked. I think I went past him. Yeah, I did. I'll go back to him in a minute. Yeah, the last one is... Where'd you go, buddy? Jacob Brugman of the A's. He hasn't done a ton lately, but he... literally hasn't done much at all. Except yesterday, he got 3 points yesterday, 5 on Saturday, 7 on Friday, 2 on Thursday, then 0, 6, 12, 8, 0. But for $2,500... there's a ton of upside. He steals bases. Sometimes they put him towards the top. Sometimes he's at the bottom. So it's like a reverse stack. $2,500. There's upside there against Peacock if you're fading Peacock or you just want a punt play. So there's a couple punt plays I just mentioned there for some value for you as well. So there you go. 11-game slate. Kershaw 13-5 versus the Mets. Kluber 11-7 at Baltimore. Lester 10-5 versus San Diego. All of them are like one ABC. I'm good any way you want to spend on how much money you want to spend. They all have tremendous upside. Middle range, you got Peacock 81 at Oakland, Estrada 79 at Texas, GPP only. I go Peacock, then Estrada. Estrada's probably could have more upside because he could definitely go deeper into the game than Peacock, so just keep that in mind. And then your punts, Wheeler 7,000 at the Dodgers, Bundy 68 versus Cleveland. Wheeler 1, Bundy 2. Watch the weather in that Baltimore game, very sneaky. Stacking wise, you know, Cubs versus Richard, lefty's 295, but righty's 351, so they're definitely in play. Astros versus Gossett, you got to love. They should be chalky. But then again, if people are paying up for pitching, some of these expensive bats won't be as chalky, so keep that in mind. But very small sample, but lefty's 332, righty's 615 off Gossett. So keep that in mind. As you go down, Blue Jays versus Bibbins, Dirks like him quite a bit, 533 team total. Mariners versus Anibal Sanchez, I absolutely love. 497 total, lefties 344, righties 393. Love that Mariners team, and prices are cheap for the Mariners, really cheap. Giants have a high team total versus Dickey, but it's the Giants, so take that with a grain of salt. Yeah, just if you trust the Giants to go off, that's cool, because they do every now and then. They have a 494 team total, lefties 343, righties 350. Good ballpark to hit in, but it's the Giants, so... I would not pitch Dickey, but I'm not saying go crazy. If you want to put one giant stack together, I can buy that. Belt was cheap. Crawford, uber cheap. It could be a sneaky stack to put with the big bats, actually. You know, high team total. Posey is only 4,100. I think Belt was 36. Crawford was like 33. Span was cheap. You can get some cheap bats in there as a little stack. It could be interesting. It's something to think about. Royals versus Velasquez, 479 total. Velasquez making the spot start. Very, very small sample, but lefties 530, righties 386. Nationals versus Nicolino, absolutely love 477 totals. Lefties only 299, but righties 355. Nationals should be chalky, and rightfully so. Lefties are at 338 off Wheeler, so keep that in mind for those Dodgers lovers. Red Sox 471 total versus Jason Hamill. Hamill gives up the long ball pretty well. Pitched okay the last start or two. Very surprising. But lefty's hitting 335 off Hamill. So keep that in mind. Lefty's hitting 353 off Garza for you Pirates people. That's why one reason why I mentioned Jaso in there. Just keep that in mind. For the Tigers facing Sam Gavaglio, who we love the Tigers tonight. 453 total, given that's the sixth lowest on the board. But hell, 453, that's still a very high total. Lefty's only 298, righty's 368, so reverse splits versus Gavaglio, which works well for the Tigers because they're a right-handed heavy lineup. know, JD, Upton, Cabrera, Kinsler, Castellanos, go down the list. I still love Avila, don't get me wrong there. But even makes McCann at, you know, a punt catcher at 25 a little more intriguing. Milwaukee, Cole's 371 average as versus left-handed batters. Keep that in mind. For the Rays, who we love, Scott Feldman, 366 versus lefties, 305 versus righties. I forgot to mention Souza Jr. Obviously, he's in play. Don't think he's not. I don't know why I skipped him. Let me find his price for you to make sure we get it appropriate. I thought about that halfway through the catchers. He's $4,400. He's obviously in play, a part of one-off or a Tampa Bay stack. But I love that outfield. I love Lomo. I love a lot of things about Tampa Bay. They're the fourth lowest total on the board. I think they're one of the best stacks on the board. So with totals the way they are today, almost every team is stackable. It looks like there's going to be a ton of home runs. This might be the night to have more, you know, two-man stacks. Lots of just one, just guys you think are going to have home runs. Just put home run bats out there. Because you're going to have to find punts anyways. And it's hard to find punts that are going to fit the stacks. Because most punts hit, you know, towards the middle, the back of the order, aren't stackable. So keep that in mind as well. But interesting slate, fun slate, 11-game slate, some great tournaments on DraftKings, some good money to be made at $4.20 max. Winner gets $25K tonight. That's better than normal. There's some good stuff out there. But good luck tonight. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check me out, at bdintric. I tweet out DFS stuff throughout the day, plus other nonsense that probably annoys most of the people that follow me. But check it out. Hit me up with any questions. I'm here to help. Good luck tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, but more importantly, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 19th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.